Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Remember that spit? What was it last week? The game Thursday Night Football. There was the spit Cowboys, Eagles, Jalen Carter. They have laid down the penalty.
Oh.
Jalen Carter has been filed $57,000 for spitting on Cowboys Dak Prescott. Quarterback got spit on him. Jalen Carter loses $57,222 for the infraction.
Mm.
Oddly specific number. The equivalent of his game check for week one, because the NFL considers the punishment a one-game suspension with time served, as they lay it out in the court of NFL. Pro football defensive tackle didn't play a snap after he was ejected before the first snap, and there it was. Philly ended up winning 24-20. Players have been fined for spitting on opponents in the past, but there wasn't a case where anyone was suspended for doing it until now, technically. So this was a not only suspension, but with suspension, no pay for the game. Just interesting how that plays out. Losing almost $60,000 for that spit. That's a pricey loogie right there, sir. Girl Scouts have a new cookie to unveil, the new Explore Mores. I like this. It reminds me of Explorin' More in Buffalo. The Explore More Girl Scout cookie tastes just like Rocky Road ice cream. They've introduced the new cookies.
Oh.
Doctor's been telling you need more cookies in your diet. Here's a great opportunity. It is inspired by Rocky Road ice cream. This beautiful sandwich cookie.
Well done, Girl Scouts. Well done.
Chocolate wafers
filled
with marshmallow and toasted almond flavored cream. So
love
in the style of an Oreo, like with the two parts and then the stuffy filling, Explore Mores aim to reflect the spirit of exploration central to the Girl Scout experience.
So do you see a picture of the cookie by any chance? Because I don't.
I do.
Okay. Is there a center hole so that cream can like push through? See, I would have put a hole in the middle
because
It was a do-si-dos. You know where there's like the peanut butter and then the peanut butter is like pushed through that little hole of the cookie? Yeah, I feel like they should do that.
All
that would have been amazing.
Aware.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
And Explore More. I would definitely get those. Yum.
So when I see the Girl Scouts selling their cookies, I can't say no, so I buy them.
Exactly.
I just can't eat that many cookies. It's not good for you, so get them. Have them in the house. Give them out to friends. Like, you don't need to eat all of them just because you bought them, but you really are supporting a really great organization when you do that, or gift them to somebody. I don't know. It seems like a great organization, and I'm glad that they're making leaps and bounds in cookie technology because that sounds delicious, the Explore Mores. Other news this morning, we talked about the Phillies lady that got the ball back when the guy picked it up because it landed in their row. I believe
Karen?
She's been dubbed Phillies Karen.
Phillies
no
Karen,
no disrespect to my friends named Karen.
Yep.
Phillies Karen has been offered $5,000 if she returns the infamous home run ball. Days after the viral incident, where the woman took a home run ball from a young fan at a Phillies game, it was already in the hands of the kid via the dad. There's a sports card company called Blowout Cards, which has offered $5,000 for the ball. The offer comes with a condition: she must sign the ball with the words, "I'm sorry," which she may not be able to muster up.
Do you think she's still telling the story that she was right and he was wrong?
Completely. I think
even
mind,
after watching the video where it's, you know, when a ball goes into the stands.
It landed closest to her, so it was hers, right?
But in my experience of baseball games, it's finders keepers. Like,
usually,
you can't wrestle somebody's ball out of their hand. Like, if she had it in her hand, it was like, woo, I won, and the guy walked over and, like, grabbed it out of her hand, that would be wrong.
Arguably, it landed nearer her. It was...
But
in
it's
the
still...
So there were empty seats between them. I know, there were empty seats between them. It looks like it landed closest to her. She was not able to muster up the whatever it takes to get a ball once it's on the ground.
Right.
Quick enough. That guy walks over, scoops it up, hands it to his boy, who was celebrating his birthday. His boy Lincoln. And it looks perfect until she comes over and gets in his face. And so here's the thing of that video. You've probably seen it. His look of fright from this woman, because he does this thing where he pulls
startled.
His arms back.
He was like,
startled.
Yeah.
like T-Rex arms. He pulls them back.
It's a very funny reaction.
She's very in his face. And he's like, fine, take the ball. Just get out. Go away.
Yeah. And so no response from her.
Not that I know of. There's been some.
Karma will get her.
There was some AI stuff, video pictures of her, which are clearly AI. If you see some stuff, beware. But for $5,000, does she sign it and give it to this card company? Their intention, they've said, is to give it back to the boy.
Well, yeah, but I wonder, because we haven't had her come forward. But Weez, in your baseball experience of going to games and everything like that, it's finders keepers, even if there's a scurry for the ball in the stands, right?
Generally.
You know, unless it's like a special home run ball. I mean, give it to the kid. I've seen many a games on TV that where, you know, a guy or a girl will catch a ball and they see a little kid, a couple, and they'll give it to them.
Right.
It's just exactly. a baseball, man. I mean, unless it's, you know, unless it's a special ball, who cares?
It wasn't like it was tossed to her specifically.
Exactly.
You know when the players are out there and they toss balls to the kids in the stands or people or whatever?
Yeah.
And had that been the case, maybe it was intended for her. Okay, she's got an argument. This isn't that. This was a random destination ball. Could have landed anywhere, landed closest to her. She didn't pick it up fast enough. He did. His ball.
You know, a lot of teams will do in their team store where you can buy autographed balls, and they're not like ridiculously overpriced. You know,
yeah,
you
need it's one different. That bad. You want the one.
My
you
whole
were
point
there.
Is why? I mean, she didn't need to keep. The ball. I mean, come on.
Just a reminder: there's cameras everywhere, and your bad behavior could be captured and then capture the attention of the entire country. So always act like you're being filmed on somebody's phone.
Yeah, and if you're going to misbehave, look good. That's a few news and views. It's brought to you by Bricks and Minifigs, Buffalo South Towns, buy, sell, trade Lego sets, bulk bricks, and minifigs.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.